When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation on Talk Radio.
03444991000. Everybody practice your listening skills. Good evening, Katie.
Hi.
Hello, Katie.
Yeah, it seems a bit trivial now compared to what you used to
say. Oh, no, don't worry about that. Clunky gear changes. That's what we're all about. Go on.
I was just going to say that I got it today, and I also realised that I've got no pills left.
What may I ask what pills they are?
Venlafaxine.
How's your head doing?
I'm all right. It's tomorrow, I find.
Okay.
It's the next day, but it
when, so have you just run out of your prescription?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, I can't do that. I'm like there, because I have to go in to the doctors every 2 months now to get a new prescription. I have to go in and see them and you show that I'm not dead and stuff. And but so I go in when I've got maybe a week's worth left, just in case something goes wrong.
Yeah, see, I should be that organised. I should know by now. I'm just dumb.
The anxiety of thinking I might run out of pills. Here's the thing as well. I found a little secret stash from when I was on the pills before, and then I came off them, and I put some somewhere, and I found them. So I've got a little secret emergency stash that's there, ready to go whenever I need them. But no, I get very anxious when I get down to like the last 10.
See, I do as well. I just don't do anything about it. I'm just stupid. I just always leave it to the last minute.
I wouldn't say stupid. It's just we've all got our little tricks that work. So tomorrow, what are you expecting it to feel? Because people won't know, right? People think that don't take them, that are lucky enough not to need them, just think that they're happy pills and that they make everything smiley and wonderful and warm, and they're not at all.
No.
But some people will also be going, well, you missed it for a day. Well, it can't be that bad. What can you expect to happen to you tomorrow?
It was worse when I was on the higher dosage.
Yeah.
But I'm only on a 75 at the minute.
Okay.
That seems to work for me. But
yeah,
I'll be sad and mopey and like a bit, like I'll have less motivation. And do you know what I mean? It just. Yeah,
I do. I'm not playing top trumps here, but I'm on 150. And so the last one I took was yesterday morning.
Yeah.
So I've got headache. But I know aspirin isn't going to help. I've got those horrible electric shocks sort of behind the eyes. And if I turn my head too quickly, I get like traces. I can see light. light makes a little line. And it sounds like fun, but it's not. It feels horrible. And I feel very excitable. Let me do a little self-check. Actually, I'm in quite an irritable mood. And I can feel that I might take it out on you later on, Catherine. And I'm saying that because I'm trying to own it. I'm in a bit of an irritable mood, and so I tend to take it out on the people that I love, and I love you. You're my best mate. So in advance, I apologise, but that's not good enough, so I'm going to try and make sure I keep it in check. And if it does come up, you're very welcome to say...
am I, though?
Are you sure? I mean, I'll bite your head off.
Of course you will.
But that's chemical. That's not actually me. That's what a get out card,
right.
Katie. What
well,
a great
I'm a,
get
I'm
out
a,
card.
I'm a week off my period, so.
Here we go!
We'll be tired. I wouldn't mess with me today.
It's going to be some show. Two people completely nuts going for it. When are you going to be able to get some, Katie?
Tomorrow, if I go as soon as I wake up.
Okay, good.
So it's not too bad. I take them in the night, though. So
do you take yours at night? I take mine first in the morning. Do they help you sleep?
I just find that they work better when I take them at night, and then the next day they sort me out. But
right. Okay. Okay. Maybe I wonder why I was told to take mine in the morning. I don't know. I'll have to speak to my doctor about it. Not trivial at all, Katie. I do actually think genuinely it's really interesting because I tried to come off them over Christmas, and I cut back and cut back and did all of that, and it was horrific. And I don't think people are aware of just how awful it is to try and cut down or come off. I don't know if you've ever tried it.
I mean, over Christmas last year, I came off 150s cold turkey.
Yeah.
Literally just stopped taking them one day because they were blowing my head off.
Yeah, yeah.
And that wasn't a good idea.
No, it's a terrible idea.
I was all right in the end, obviously, but yeah, it wasn't a clever thing to do.
It's a weird old thing. But no, not trivial at all, Katie. I think it's an important thing that people don't really talk about. So I appreciate you sharing that with us. Was there anything else you wanted to say tonight?
I had a job interview today.
Oh, go on. How did it go?
I think it went all right. I've not heard back anything yet, but I think it went okay.
I've not been for a job interview since I was 23. That's 23 years ago, half of my life ago, right?
You're so lucky.
Oh, mate, honestly, I know, because it's the most horrendous thing in the world, isn't it? Because basically, you have to sit... I mean, mine was to work in a record shop, I think was the last one. So it's something I sort of knew a lot about, and it was only for a Christmas job. It wasn't for a career, but you really sit there and the scrutiny that is on you for 30 minutes, however long it was, and you've got to sell yourself.
Yeah, it's awful. It's horrible. I hate it.
But apparently they make their mind up about you within the first 30 seconds or something.
Oh, I just try and be really like friendly and happy, but I don't know.
Oh God! Don't laugh.
Don't be awful.
No, I'm teasing. Have they said when they might let you know or anything?
They said they were going to let me know today, this afternoon, but did not let me know. So
the last job interview I went for, I take it I didn't get it, but they never got back to me.
Yeah.
But
I've had a few like that before as well.
It's
so
just bloody
I'm not
rude.
Bothered.
I think it's rude. You've had a wash. Probably put a new outfit on, or at least a clean one on, to go and see them, made the effort, and they can't be bothered to let you know yes or no.
Here's the thing.
I know, it's rude.
It is rude. Here's the thing, right? If someone is hoping for something off of you, right, and you are not going to give them that thing because you don't want to, or because you can't, or for whatever reason, tell them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell them. Catherine and I, not anywhere near as important as your situation at all, Katie, but we're waiting back for an email, right? I'm treading very carefully, right? We're waiting back for an email that I would have hoped we would have... it was sent on Monday. I was hoping we'd get a response yesterday. We haven't had a response yet. I suspect the answer is going to be no, right? Say no. Say no. Say no. And I've learned this as I've got older, right? It's so much better for every... And I've learned to say no to people and say, I cannot do that for you. I do not want to do that for you. I can't help you with that. I've learned to do that because just not replying or saying anything is rude and disrespectful. It's unfair. And actually, by saying no, you're actually helping that person out, because then that person can either get angry and say, well, screw you, that's fine, that's their thing.
It's unlikely that'd be the reaction.
Or they can go, is there any reason could I have done anything differently? And then you have to decide, you don't necessarily have to respond to that, but maybe you'd want to. Or they can go, okay, well, that's great. That means that avenue is closed to me, thank you. I can now spend time looking at this avenue.
Yeah,
and you're not left wondering what it was you did wrong.
No.
Because that is the natural reaction, isn't it? It may be that you didn't do anything wrong. It may be that the person whose job you were going for decided to stay. After all, that happened to me once. And then they made up all this stuff about, we didn't think you really wanted this job. Job because your job's good already. It's like, that's what happens when you try and move within the BBC. And it's bullshit. I knew that the person was staying. Just tell me that. Yeah. Tell me the truth, and it will allow me to... Because you can make some brilliant decisions following a quote-unquote failure. Sometimes it helps you decide what you really want to do.
Yeah. No, go on, Katie.
Even if they call me back and they say no, like, that's fine, I'll just be like, can you give me some feedback?
Yeah.
Can you tell me, like, what went wrong?
I hate doing it, but I'm getting better. We had someone get in touch that wanted to come on and talk about a book that they'd written. Seemed like a really nice person, but it wasn't right for us. And I did actually about how to, and I just replied going, thanks very much, this isn't really for us, best of luck.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. That person went, thanks for getting back, cheers. Boom, we're done. And it's just, so we're waiting for this email from people and rapidly losing respect for them for various other reasons. And I suspect they're not even going to reply, or if they do, it won't be for a week or so. So what I'm saying is, in a much smaller, less significant way, I identify with your job thing, and hopefully they've not got back to you just because they're arguing that they want to pay you more money than they initially said, and they're going, well, I want to give her more money. Well, okay, well, you give her 5,000. No, I want to give her 6,000. I don't know. Maybe there's that. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Would you let us know how it goes?
Yeah, I will do.
Nice one. All right, Katie. Best of luck. Thank you for that. I enjoyed that. I do think it's important to talk about coming off pills, forgetting pills and stuff, because it's literally 36 hours. My head is going doolally. Cold water. Good evening, Stephen. Turn your radio off, Stephen.
Here we go.
Stephen! We'll come to Stephen in a minute. Let's go to Alan. Good evening, Alan.
Hello, Ian.
Hey, Alan, what you got for us?
Right. Can you hear the music?
No.
No? Can you hear it now?
Nope.
You hear it now?
Ever so faintly. Here's the thing about modern phones is they are built to kind of dampen sound. What's the word?
Ambient
noise. Thank you. They're made to dampen.
I was going to play a song in the background and ask you, could you name what the song was?
Well, this is why you can't do it, but if you don't listen, you won't.
Well, but can
you? It's not going to work, is it?
I don't think so. I mean, can you get it loud and close?
Well, I can't really turn it up because I live in a flat and my neighbours wouldn't really like
could
it.
Could you go and sit closer to it?
Could you move closer to it?
There we go.
It's as if I said that.
I can't hear anything. Is the phone, is it on speakerphone or not?
Oh, I wasn't put on speakerphone, Ian. I know how you feel about speakerphone.
Thank you. I'm going to say something I don't think I've ever said in my life. Alan, could you put it on speakerphone for me, please?
I would love to put it on speakerphone.
Dirty boy, you dirty boy. Go on, he's been waiting for this. Put it on speakerphone, see if that helps.
It's on speakerphone.
Right.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, can you put the phone, the mouthpiece, next to the speaker of the equipment you are playing this so-called music through?
Can you hear it now?
No.
Is he trolling me? Is he doing that? Because here's the thing, right? You remember that UKIP guy that did the Periscope and people were going, can't hear you, mate. Microphone's gone. And they could hear him perfectly, but can't hear him. It's a very funny stream. That's now a thing.
Did he seriously not hear the music?
Shut your face.
TV?
I'm talking. Shut up. You're trolling me. I'm not trolling you.
Are you John Trender?
Are you trolling me? There's no music. So now that's the thing.
Did you just John Trender me there?
No, I didn't judge...
Talking!
Practice your listening skills.
Okay.
Right. So shut up. So if you... shut up.
It's amazing how many people listen while their gobs are going.
So if you do a live stream of Periscope, Twitch, YouTube, people will still 4 years later go, can't hear you. Someone did it to me on Twitch, can't hear you. And I went, oh, no, can anyone else hear me? Everyone went, went, right, all right, kick him off. So, Alan...
Oh, I love you, Ian.
I don't believe you've ever heard music, let alone playing it now.
Ian, I love you.
Why don't you just tell me what the song was?
It was Shania Twain, Still the One.
Thank you very much indeed. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
This is Talk Radio.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Whispering lunar incantations for cross parents, cross dressers.
Did you know this about me?
And cross rail workers.
Steel and polycarbonate.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got a very poor internet connection.
On Talk Radio.
Actually, 03444991000. I'm actually getting some good contributions on Twitter tonight, which is unusual. I don't really do them, but I will. Gareth says, now this is for you, dear listener, pay attention. The best way to play music, and then he does quotes, down the phone. I don't know why that's in quotes. The best way to...
Apparently down the phone.
The best way to play music down the phone, is, listen, I want someone to try this for us, is to hold your earphones together as close to the phone mouthpiece as possible, clear as a bell then. Punctuation is all over the place, Gareth. I'm not going to pick you up on that if the technology is accurate. So could someone phone us up and try that? And then Cupcake and Pudding is obviously in a very, very fancy restaurant because she has sent us a burger menu. One of the burgers, so you can have Korean barbecue, sesame seeds and spring onion. Oh, sounds okay. Tell me when you hear the one you like, Catherine. Korean barbecue, sesame seeds and spring onion. Or you've got American hot buffalo and crispy onion. Or you've got...
Don't like buffalo.
Okay, well, there's got one more.
Should be on the prairie.
Sticky barbecue sauce and cheesy Watsits.
Boom.
Yeah, we go. And then here's a burger. You can get a quadruple, so it's four patties covered in barbecue sauce. And under the top flap of the there's a load of cheesy Watsits.
Guess what I had for my
Bet
lunch?
That would work as well. Go on.
Heinz tin spaghetti with sausages.
There you go.
What? Yesterday, Heinz ravioli.
That was it.
I'm on one of those jags.
That was the one, the tinned Heinz ravioli. I treated myself today. I had to do some work in Chiswick, and then it was a few hours to kill. I thought I could go home, but I'll stay in. I have coffee, and then I'll go to a meeting, and then I'll come in and do the show. So I was going to go to Costa and have just like a coffee and a sandwich. As I drove to Costa, I drove past a Byron Burgers. And it's not the sort of thing I'd normally do on my own, but I just thought, oh, yeah, I'm going to do it. Went in and had a big old burger, the biggest one they had, fries, and just a plain vanilla malt. None of your salted caramel, none of your Oreos, none of that. Make this the last time, Amy, because Stephen is struggling. I'll take him straight away, but Stephen is struggling to stay on the line.
Ask him to be ready.
Tell him to be ready. We're going to come to him straight away. Vanilla malt. And at the end, there's a big old chunk of malty milkshake. Beautiful. I never do that. You have taught me in the last couple of weeks that food can be a pleasure. It's not just a chore.
Exactly.
It can be a pleasure.
Treat yourself.
Yeah.
Look for the joy in life.
Yeah. And it was a massive Byron burger and a vanilla malt. I love a malt. Let's try Stephen. Sweet Lord Jesus Christ.
I bit on my radio down, Ian.
Sorry?
My radio down.
Yeah,
I bit on my radio down.
Yes, please, mate. It's the third time you've called in and the second time we've gone to you, so yes, please, mate.
Right. The subject, the thing that's eating me up right now is I've been given a... for a working class boy from Glasgow, yes. or boy, boy, middle-aged man, as I'd say now. I've been handed a £3,750.
Dear God, you're going to kill yourself.
Backdated. It was backdated money that they owed me through...
Like benefits and stuff, or work?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What are you going to do with it?
Oh, I don't know.
Please don't spend it on drugs.
I was
I'm not joking.
I was thinking about setting up a Help Nigel fund.
No, I think you need a Help Stephen Day, because you I like you, Stephen, a lot. I got a lot of time and a lot of respect for you, but you at the moment you're. Can I speak freely with you, Stephen?
Yeah.
You might not like it.
Right.
I got a lot of time for you. I love you like a brother.
Right.
The calls you made yesterday and the calls you've made tonight, you sound... Okay. You sound really, really unwell and I'm worried about you. You ain't just on calms like you told us yesterday.
No.
No, you're not.
It qualifies for up here as diazepam or...
Yeah. Well, you told us yesterday you were on calms.
It has alarm.
Okay. Here's the thing, right? Here's the thing, Stephen. You are killing yourself.
Yeah.
And it breaks my... And these conversations, I enjoy talking to you when you're straight, right? But these conversations are pointless because we had a really nice phone conversation yesterday and then the second... Do you remember making the second and third calls?
I remember making the third one where the last voice I heard was Cass.
Right, and what did you talk about in that third call?
And the third call, apart from Cass trying to scare me...
No one was trying to scare you. Do you remember what the second and the third calls were about yesterday?
No.
Okay. And that's concerning. I'm not having a go at you, mate. Trust me, I'm not having a go at you. I do not want you to take this as criticism, all right? This is support. This is not criticism. I'm a junkie, right? So I know the pain of being on drugs and thinking...
I hate that word.
Well, okay, you use whatever word... Stephen, you use whatever word you want to use to describe yourself. I'm describing me. Okay. I'm a junkie, right? So I know what it's like to be obsessed with getting and using drugs, okay? I know what it's like. And I know what it's like to have blackouts. I know what it's like to lose days, forget conversations, forget meeting. But I know what it's like, right? You use whatever term you want to use. Junkie. I'm a junkie, right? You're killing yourself. And it kind of feels like I'm being part of it.
You're an entertainment for me. You're my entertainment. I listen to all the way through. What's happening with Paul Ross? What happened?
He's
to
on
that?
Talk Sport now. He's on Talk Sport now. And that there goes that conversation round that bend. Stephen, it kind of feels like these conversations are pointless because I don't think you know what we're talking about. I suspect that when you put the phone down, you will have forgotten what we were talking about.
That is frightening.
There we go. Get to bed, son. Get to bed. You're a good man, Stephen. You deserve better than this.
Thank you, Ian.
You're a good man. And you're in a bit of a mess. And you deserve... significantly better, and it is achievable. There is an alternative to the life that you are living. It may not seem like it at the moment, but there is an alternative.
Yeah.
You know that, man.
Thanks, Ian.
Get some sleep, son.
Yes, son, man. You're so mining.
No, 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 I'm not. I'm a guy that's messed up and I'm doing my best to clear up the mess. You're exactly the same. Get some sleep, Stephen. Get some sleep. I would love to speak to you tomorrow or Friday when you're clean. I would love it. I would love it. I don't know if it's possible, but I would love it.
Right.
I'm not telling you off.
So would that. So would that. Right. Right. Let's try and make that a possibility then.
Should we aim for that?
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm in it
not?
If you're in it, brother. I'm up for it if you're up for it.
Yeah, I'm definitely up for it, yeah.
Wicked. Tell you what, let's aim, no pressure if you don't make it, all right? Because I don't want to cause you shame or give you something else you can whack yourself over the head with. Let's aim to talk tomorrow with you straight so that we can have a proper conversation. And I would like it if you could tell me one thing positive that you'd done tomorrow. And that can be a small thing like you went for a walk or you made yourself a really nice cup of tea or you brushed your teeth or whatever. But it'd be really nice if you could phone up tomorrow and go, I'm straight, I'm not slurring my words, and do you know what? Today I did X or Y or Z to look after myself and it was small, but I feel good for it.
Yeah, but, hey, don't get me wrong, Ian, the methadone does help, but I was put on Suboxone as well, and that's a real spaced out. It's you get so much more clarity.
I know. All right, Stephen. Listen, I'm going to let you go because I've got a load of callers waiting. Right. You're a good man,
right,
Stephen.
Okay, right. Thank you.
You're a good man, and you deserve better, and you will get better.
Right.
Take care, mate.
Right. Take care.
See you later, buddy. Bye bye. Yeah, man. Can I just have a second to decompress?
Yeah. That breaks my heart. It really does.
Well, I was laughing at the start because it's funny. I'm not laughing at his problem. Here's the thing. Someone's, you know, contradicting themselves. You're allowed to laugh because I'm not laughing at him. I'm not laughing at him. And some people will interpret it as that. It's not in the slightest. But that breaks my heart. That really does upset me because I'm that close to it. I'm always that close to it. I'm wafer thin gap, as I found out December 2 years ago, when I was clean for 13 years, and suddenly I thought, I think I could probably take a little bit of cocaine, a little bit of crystal. I think I could probably do that. And I was lucky. I was only out there for 3 months. And next week, where's the date today? What date have we got? Let's have a look at this. I hold a phone like an old man now. You call me out on this. I pick up a phone and I sort of pull it away. The 18th. In, I think, 9 days. Maybe it's eight. I'm going to say nine. 9 days, 18 months clean. Whoa, yes, man! 18 months again! Should be, ironically, it's the same date, the 27th of September, should be my 15th birthday clean time. And I said this to someone in... I bumped into someone in NA the other day. I've not seen for years, like 10 years. And he said, how's it going? I said, it's good, actually, but I've had a relapse and next week it should be my 15th birthday, but it's 18 months. And he went, don't even talk about the 15th. Forget that. You've still got that, but let's look forward to the 18 months. So calls like that from Stephen break my heart because he's a good man. Who knows what he's done, but he's a good man and, I identify with it. I don't. Also, I tell you why. Susan and Catherine, we'll come to you after the news. There have been a couple of calls recently where with, like, Stephen and there was another caller, I think it was Mel last week, a week before, where I thought, shoot, I don't actually know what to say in this situation. Calls like Chris. Chris was taking his own life. And most of the other calls, I kind of intuit where to go and what to say. With Stephen and with Mel, it's like, I don't know.
No, but you do.
What to say?
You do.
Well,
I think I sit back and let you handle this stuff because it's about, you know, you've been there.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're not there anymore, it says enough.
That's it, isn't it? That's all I can offer in something like that. Stephen, if you're listening, you're a good man. You got this. Let's have a chat tomorrow. And I'm really looking forward to hearing you say, I had a bath or I brushed my teeth or... you know, I watched a really good episode of Homes Under the Hammer. Do something, whatever it is. Just do what. See if you can. There's no pressure. See if you can do just one thing that's you looking after yourself that takes your mind off drugs for 20 minutes. If you can, it's difficult. Wow, that's an hour of the radio gone. Blimey, ups and downs, swings and roundabouts. 03444991000. Some show tonight, the late night alternative. Kath and Ian, weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.